I need to look at John Quinn because he's in Quinn Elite Sports. He's saving lives at the moment with the quintessential regime we've got on the website, the Breakfast Club page on the rsn.net.au website. Saving lives he is. Quinny, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I was just talking to Joey before I came on air, and the way he's talking, I'm taking his life. You reckon he's killing him?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, that's Whitey's concern as well. Whitey, what were you talking about before the break?
Now, well, I've got this plan, John, which I think you should be proud of me. At half time in the football, I'm doing that circuit thing that you've set up. So it's 20 minutes or 25 minutes, and then that's my aim now for this footy frenzy that at half time in every game, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I really struggled to watch the second half of the footy last night because I could hardly move.
Well, so you're blaming me for that. Well, look, I reckon that's...
No, I'm blaming myself. I'm actually blaming myself.
It gets you into a routine, and routine's the most important thing here. So once you just set the alarm clock or whatever it is, half time in the footy, and get started. But you probably need to start to increase the volume a little bit more than the 25 minutes once you get used to that. After a month or so, let's get it up to 30 minutes, 35. So maybe do it until halfway through the third quarter. But anyway, at least you're off and going. That's the main thing.
But I think the point you make, John, is the best one, is that it becomes part of your routine. And if you just know that's when you're going to do it, I've sort of got my head around the fact that's what's happening, and it's actually working quite well. It's like, you know, you go for your walk. If you pick a time during the day and say, all right, that's the time I'm going to do it, particularly in a lockdown situation, you just make yourself do it, and it becomes a bit of a habit. And I've almost got to that point after 3.5 weeks.
Look, the big thing is, you know, if I've got a diary that's just full of appointments and bookings and things like that, and we don't make appointments to see ourselves. And we're the most important people we know. You've got to make time for yourself to get fit, to stay healthy, to relax, whatever it might be. Make an appointment in your diary for yourself today is my advice.
Sherelle, make sure you do that today. What about, Quinny, just we were talking to Taylor Adams before the break from the Magpies, and he was talking about how difficult it is for coaches with these short turnarounds in games. I imagine from a high-performance perspective, just outside of our regime for a second, it would be very, very challenging getting these athletes back up and firing to 100% 3 or 4 days after one game to play the next.
It goes, I think, beyond incredibly hard to impossible. I don't really think you can get the players back to full recovery. When you play a game of AFL, it's going to take a good 3 days, 4 days before the players even recover enough to get back into training. We've got turnarounds happening now 4 or 5 days, and we're putting them back to back to back to back. It's inevitable what's going to happen here, and that is that you're going to see an increase in soft tissue injury, and you're going to see an increase in games getting slower. So games are going to just get, they're going to drag down and down as players just dragging through themselves through the end of a game.
Well, Quinny, that's the physical side of it, and there'll certainly be challenges there getting everyone back up and going, but there's the mental side of it as well, and the review process that those elite athletes go through when they're looking forward to the next game. I mean, it's going to be a lot to fit in a really short period of time, isn't it? And I guess teams will have to adjust how they go about that process.
Oh, it's huge. And I think you talk about that mental process. The coaches will try to move on that pretty quickly, like they do that the day straight after the game, to give the players as much downtime as they can. But now, anybody thinking that the players are living up on the Gold Coast or wherever they might be and having a great time, that's not how it's working. They're in a bubble, and they're out of their normal routine. Like, when you go home after training, you don't go back to your bedroom and lie on your bed and look at TV. That's about all they've got to do in these hotels that they're in. So it's changing the whole routine of what they would normally do, and I think that's really important. And you know, lying on that bed's different to the one that they'd normally have at home, and it's okay for a day or two, but we're talking about week upon week upon week, elite athletes trying to recover for a maximum effort of a game. They're not even sleeping properly, and then they're in these hotels, a night out having a different meal is okay, but eating hotel food again day after day is not that great for recovery. There's so many factors here that are impacting on performance. And, you know, my hat's off to them for giving it a crack, but I fear for a lot of these players in terms of the injuries that are going to start coming, and I think it'll start happening over this next... Well, it's already happening, but it'll start to increase in the next 2 weeks, because 3 to 4 weeks is about the time when that lack of recovery is going to really bite.
So the cumulative lack of recovery is going to hit them in the next little while, you reckon?
Mate, I hate to quote Greek to you, and I know we've got a lot of Greek listeners here, but there's a Greek philosopher around called Hesiod. He said, a little upon a little becomes a lot. And these guys have got lots of littles, and it's going to be a lot.
Joe Pignataro is one of the great Greek men at the back. He loves all that stuff. So he just understood exactly where John was coming there. Quinny, you're saving lives. You might be taking a few along the way, but you're saving more than you take at this stage, I think, with the regime. And they're downloading it willy-nilly off the RSN website. So we thank you for your contribution to the community in this difficult time.
We'll have the new programs are coming on any day now. So they'll start to move up next phase.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Game on for the quintessential regime. John Quinn, our high-performance guru. Thank you, Mel.